Nicole Malliotakis, Democrat. Max Rose putting illegals, criminals ahead of struggling small businesses. By Sean Moran on August 19, 2020. New York 11th Congressional District Republican candidate Nicole Malliotakis told Breitbart News tonight that Representative Max Rose, DNY, is putting illegal immigrants and criminals ahead of small businesses that continue to struggle through the coronavirus pandemic. Malliotakis spoke to Breitbart News Tonight host Matthew Boyle as President Donald Trump trashed Rose, who currently represents New York's 11th district, as a fraud. Trump said, "He's a fraud. Don't forget." He said, "I will never impeach the president, bah, bah, bah. And Staten Island is Trump country. You know, he campaigned on fighting for the president, right? He's gonna fight. He didn't do anything, he's just the opposite. He's a puppet for Pelosi." Rose violated all of his 2018 campaign promises, Malliotakis said, including when he promised to protect New York's law enforcement, be an independent member of Congress, and not to impeach the president. She told Breitbart News Tonight, "It's absolutely true. He said he was going to be independent and then ended up voting 77% of the time with Pelosi. He said he wasn't going to support impeachment, then he did. He said he was going to support our law enforcement and police. And then he marched with a radical group to defund the police in front of our local precinct. He actually voted with the squad to release federal convicts, even convicted felons that murder and rape, over the age of 50 in a blanket release." Malliotakis also said that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Rose continue to prioritize illegal aliens and criminals over struggling New Yorkers. "Well, not only are they screwing the American people and our small businesses, who are really struggling right now, by not working with the president for a stimulus package, they outright have put criminals and illegal aliens ahead of them," she said. "Their Heroes Act, which I call the Zeros Act, it literally said we're going to release convicted felons who are over the age of 50 because they are vulnerable to COVID, and we're going to give stimulus checks to those are who in our country illegally," she added. Rose represents one of the 13 congressional districts that Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by more than 6 points, but House Democrats managed to flip it during the 2018 midterm elections. Republicans only need to retake a net 17 seats to regain the House majority. "The stakes have never been higher ahead of the 2020 congressional elections," Malliotakis noted. "Are we going to move down the path of socialism? As the daughter of a Cuban refugee, I can tell you we don't want to go down that path," Malliotakis said. "I think with this election, I think that the stakes are super high. We need President Trump to restore our economy, to return the American jobs that were lost during COVID." She added that Trump would help restore law and order. "The silent majority will come out again strong for the president and the America First agenda," she added. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.